the scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
It was Inauguration Day yesterday, and it was such a star-studded event from the morning onward.
It was like the first concert that millions of us haven't been exposed to in a very long time.
It was better. Nice treat. It was better than the award shows that they've been producing in this socially distant world, I will say. Mm-hmm. Katy Perry closed out the show with a $75 billion firework display. I'm kidding. I don't know how much it was, but there were amazing fireworks. She was so excited to be there yesterday, and she retweeted Vice President Kamala Harris. It was a video montage of Kamala's life, and she said, "I'm here today because of the women who came before me."
Very nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, you can tell the artists were singing with meaning. There was something in the air, right? There was purpose with their performances.
So if you're wondering, Katy Perry performed in the evening during the special that was on TV, which was separate from the inauguration, which started in the morning.
I don't know if they've done evening performances for inaugurations in the past before. I can't remember.
I don't think so. I think there's usually an inaugural ball. I think they did this special thing because it was like a sort of a virtual
can't have an event, right?
Gotcha.
Justin Timberlake also performed in the evening. I love the song. There was such a message of hope there. And Justin Timberlake tweeted a video of Kamala Harris fist bumping Michelle Obama. That was one of my favorite moments from yesterday. Yeah. By the way, best dress yesterday, hands down, was Michelle Obama. Oh, my gosh.
Her hair was on fleek.
She cannot miss. Did you just say on fleek?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Aren't you impressed?
No. Okay. Feel uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. Who else do we have? John Legend performed last night during the special. Chills.
You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
And it was so cute because Chrissy Teigen, his wife, and their kids got to go to D.C.
Right.
They had to stay in the hotel room all day until they got their test results, their COVID test results, and then they were allowed to go out.
Okay.
But Chrissy Teigen tweeted at Joe Biden saying, POTUS blocked me 4 years ago. Donald Trump wouldn't let Chrissy Teigen follow him.
Snubbed her, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So she said, can I get a follow? So now officially the only person who Joe Biden follows who is not affiliated with the White House is Chrissy Teigen.
Well, that's very special.
It was extremely special.
She's a good company.
Exactly. Demi Lovato was on the special last night as well. She's been super vocal about her political stance.
Indeed, yeah. I was going to say her hair was not on fleek, but the performance is pretty good.
You don't like the pixie cut?
I'm not a fan. Well, for certain women, it works. Demi, I think it's just premature. I feel like she's...
You weren't feeling it.
Yeah, too young for the pixie.
Premature.
Premature pixie.
I have no idea what any of that means.
Should I be cutting my hair? Is that what you're saying?
No, God, no, no. Wait. Put it off.
First he's talking about hair being on fleek. Now he's doing this. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, so earlier during the inauguration, it was Lady Gaga who performed the national anthem.
Oh.
You knew that was going to bring the tears, right? So good. She just feels everything.
I just don't know how you can sing it with more enthusiasm, emotion. It's just, how do you top that?
She looked like she was on The Hunger Games with her outfit. Like it was,
she had a bit of that vibe.
Great, though. Look great.
Her style was very much inspired by Hunger Games. It was beautiful, though. She looked like she was on the brink of tears the entire time. Oh, she's also been very vocal throughout this campaign. Mm-hmm. J-Lo performed This Land. I love this song.
This land is yours. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island.
Oh, you picture me. I cried so many times during the actual inauguration yesterday. You have no idea. And there was a moment during J-Lo's performance where I had a flashback to her performing on stage at the Bell Center. I think it was last year, actually, or the year before. And she's like swinging around a stripper pole. And I was like, how funny would it be if J-Lo did the J-Lo thing on stage during the inauguration?
Just waiting for the pole to levitate from the scaffolding?
We got just a little tiny like spice, a little bit of that. It was a remix.
You can't slow down that song.
She looked great. I thought Kamala Harris was going to die because she's such a J-Lo fan, I think, okay. judging by her reaction. And I think the best part of the entire thing was this amazing spoken word performance by a 23-year-old named Amanda Gorman.
We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough.
Oh, this girl is the future.
Her life will never be the same.
It will never be the same. And you just saw her whole world change yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just 23 years old, chills. And she is absolutely talented. Such a beautiful young girl. That was the best part, I think, for a lot of people.
Overall, what a great way to sort of usher in the new day, right?
It was sort of just a collective message of hope yesterday. Yes. Even Garth Brooks, who everybody knows is a Republican, he always has been, he performed too. Because he's like, you know what? We all need to come together. Mm-hmm. That's the message.
Even as Canadians, like everything we've been going through.
I felt patriotic. Yeah. It's like, that's my country. No, that's not my country.
We should still get Lady Gaga to sing our national anthem. That would be pretty cool.
Lady Gaga is amazing. We got a text at 92925 from Patricia. She said, bro, what about Bon Jovi? They performed.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Bon Jovi did a great job. We just couldn't get to every single one.
Yeah.
All right, 738. 738-